Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klaponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen and amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, the Pope of Mercy, have mercy on us. Jesus, we trust in you. And Jesus, we love you. And let's talk about the saint of the day. Since I don't have John with me, I'm kind of on my own here. So there's no banter. There's no going back and forth. Luckily, a lot of the time today will be taken up by our saint of the day, who is the beautiful Saint Gemma Galgani. Saint Gemma Galgani, known as the Flower of Lucca, was an Italian mystic often referred to as the Daughter of Passion for her intense replication of the Passion of Christ. She was born on March 12, 1878, in a small town near Lucca, and I think that's in Italy. At a very young age, Gemma developed a love for prayer. She made her first communion on June 17, 1887, so she was 9 years old. Gemma was loved by her teachers and her fellow students. As a student at a school run by the Sisters of St. Zita, though quiet and reserved, she always had a smile for everyone. Unfortunately, Gemma had to quit school due to her chronic health before completing the course of study. Throughout her life, Gemma was to be chosen with many mystical experiences and special graces. These were often misunderstood by others, causing ridicule. Gemma suffered heartaches and reparation, remembering that our Lord himself had been misunderstood and ridiculed. Gemma had an immense love for the poor and helped them in any way she could. After her father's death, the 19-year-old Gemma became the mother figure for 7 brothers and sisters. When some of her siblings became old enough to share the responsibility, Gemma went to live briefly with a married aunt. At this time, 2 young men proposed marriage to her. However, Gemma refused because she wanted silence, retirement, and more than ever, she desired to pray and speak only to God. Gemma returned home and almost immediately became very ill with meningitis. Throughout this illness, her one regret was the trouble she caused her relatives who took care of her. Feeling herself tempted by the devil, Gemma prayed to help the venerable passionist Gabriel Pacenti. Through his intercession, Gemma was miraculously cured. Gemma wished to become a nun, but her poor health prevented her from being accepted. She offered this disappointment to God as a sacrifice. Gemma predicted that the Passionist would establish a monastery at Lucca. This came to pass 2 years after her death. Today, Gemma's relics remain at the Passionist Monastery in Lucca. On June 8, 1899, Gemma had an internal warning that some unusual grace was to be granted to her. She felt pain and blood coming from her hands and feet and heart. These were the marks of the stigmata. Each Thursday evening, Gemma would fall into rapture and the marks would appear. Such marks, called the stigmata in the language of the Catholic Church, refers to the appearance of the wounds of the crucified Jesus appearing on the bodies of some men and women whose lives are so conformed to his that they reflect those wounds of redemptive love for others. The stigmata remained until Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, when the bleeding would stop, the wounds would close, and only white marks would remain in place of the deep gashes. Gemma's stigmata would continue to appear until her confessor, Reverend Germanus Ruopolo, advised her to pray for their disappearance due to her declining health. Through her prayers, the phenomenon ceased, but the white marks remained on her skin until her death. Through the help of her confessor, Gemma went off to live with another family where she was allowed more freedom for her spiritual life than she was at home. She was frequently found in a state of ecstasy, and on one occasion, she was believed to have levitated. Her words spoken during her ecstasies were recorded by her confessor and a relative from her adoptive family. At the end of her ecstasies, she returned to normal and carried on quietly and serenely. Gemma often saw her guardian angel. She sent her guardian angel on errands, usually to deliver a letter or oral message to her confessor in Rome. During the apostolic investigations into her life, all witnesses testified that there was no artfulness in Gemma's manner. Most of her severe penances and sacrifices were hidden from those who most knew her. In January of 1903, Gemma was diagnosed with tuberculosis. At the start of Holy Week in 1903, Gemma began suffering greatly. She died at age 25 on Holy Saturday, April 11th. The parish priest in her company said she died with a smile which remained upon her lips so that I could not convince myself that she was really dead. And she died on April 11th. Imagine that, 1903. She was beatified on May 14th, 1933, 30 years after she died, by Pope Pius XI, and was canonized on May 2nd, 1940, only 37 years after her death, by Pope Pius XII. She is the patron saint against temptations, against the death of parents, against tuberculosis, of students, and of pharmacists. And of course, her feast day is celebrated on today, April the 11th. Let's see if there's anything in Wikipedia that wasn't covered. Nope. So there you have it. There's the story of St. Gemma Galgani. St. Gemma, pray for us. Okay. Nothing there about her. Nothing there that we haven't already covered. So let's say the St. Jude Novena in the name of the, St. Gemma, pray for us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most Holy St. Jude, apostle, martyr, and friend of Jesus, today I ask you that you pray for us and our intentions. Please state your requests here silently in your own hearts. You are the patron of the impossible. Pray for me and my intentions. O St. Jude, pray that God's grace and mercy will cover our intentions. Pray for the impossible if it is God's will. Pray that we may have the grace to accept God's holy will, even if it is painful and difficult for each one of us. St. Jude, pray that we may have your zeal to preach the gospel. O St. Jude, pray for us that we may grow in faith, hope, and love in the grace of Jesus Christ. Pray for these intentions, but most of all, pray that we may join you in heaven with God for all of eternity. Amen and amen. St. Jude, pray for us. So, let's see. What else have we got today? Oh, I know what we have. Let's talk about a Eucharistic miracle. Today, we're going to talk about the miracle healings realized during the procession of the Blessed Sacrament at Lourdes, France. On August 22, 1888, at 4 o'clock p.m., the first procession with the final blessing of the sick with the Blessed Sacrament took place in Lourdes. It was a priest who first proposed this pious initiative, and since then it has never ceased. On this date, when the sick were blessed with the Blessed Sacrament before the Grotto of the Apparitions, Pietro Delannoy, who suffered from ataxia, an inability to coordinate voluntary muscular movements that is symptomatic of some nervous disorders, which inevitably leads to death for many years, was instantly cured when the tabernacle passed by during the procession. That was the first Eucharistic miracle that took place in Lourdes. From that very date, the Eucharistic procession for the sick has taken place without interruption. I need to go to Lourdes for this Eucharistic miracle because I believe Jesus will heal me of whatever is going on with my right foot. So let's see. See if there's anything about Eucharistic miracles, any other Eucharistic miracles at Lourdes. And it doesn't appear that there is. Nope. So let's talk about the Eucharistic miracle in Paris with St. Catherine Laboureau. St. Catherine Laboureau was born on May 2, 1806, to a family of farmers. On April 21, 1830, she entered as a novitiate into the religious order, the Daughters of Charity, in the Mother House of Paris near Rue de Bac. Here in 1830, Catherine had the famous apparition of the Immaculate Mary, who told her, "Have a medal of this style coined. Those who wear it around their neck will receive great graces." During her entire stay at Rue de Bac, Catherine also had the grace of seeing Jesus in the consecrated host at both the moment of Holy Communion and during the exposition of the Holy Sacrament. St. Catherine described the moment of the apparition while making Eucharistic adoration in deep silence. "I seemed to hear a sound coming from the side of the tribune, like the rustle of a silk dress. I got up and looked and saw the Holy Virgin. She was of medium build and indescribably beautiful. A white veil fell from her head to her feet and rested upon a half globe. Her hands, raised to waist level in a natural position, held another small golden globe with a gold cross on top. Her eyes looked beseechingly towards heaven. While I was intent on contemplating her, the Holy Virgin lowered her eyes towards me and said these words, 'This globe that you see represents the entire world, in particular France and every single person.' And the Virgin added, 'The rays symbolize the graces shed on those who petition me, making me understand how sweet it is to pray to the Holy Virgin and how generous she is to those who invoke her.' And then an oval frame formed around the figure of the Holy Virgin with a semicircular border of writing in gold above the right hand of Mary, spelling out, 'O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.' At this point in the vision, the globe that Mary had offered to God disappeared in her hands, full of graces. She faced the globe that she rested her feet upon, stepping on a green serpent with yellow spots. Suddenly the frame flipped, and I saw the back of the medal showing the letter M for Mary and the cross, and below the monogram there were two hearts, that of Jesus with the crown of thorns and that of Mary pierced by a sword. Around it, like a frame, there was a regal crown of 12 little stars. Then I heard a voice saying to me, 'Coin a medal in this style. All those who carry this will receive
graces, especially if they wear the blessed medal around their neck and recite this short prayer. They will receive special protection from the Mother of God and will receive great graces. The graces will be abundant for those who wear it with great faith. And let's pray it together, friends. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And we all, each one of us, each and every one of us, all humans on the earth have recourse to Mary. So we should all ask Mary to pray for us. It's that simple, guys. If you ask Mary to pray for you, she'll pray for you. And her son, as we know from the wedding at Cana, cannot tell her no. We know this from the wedding feast at Cana, guys. We know that Jesus cannot tell his mother and our mom no. So let's my wife died close to 17 months ago. Let's say a Hail Mary for her, please. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And you know, guys, since May is the month of the Rosary, I'm going to talk to John about extending my show a little bit, twice a week, and we'll pray the Rosary together. What do you think of that? Maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll pray the Joyful Mysteries on Monday, the Glorious Mysteries on Wednesday, and the Sorrowful Mysteries on Friday. Food for thought. Just food for thought. And let's see. Is there anything else that I really want to talk about today? You know, I really can't think of anything else that we need to talk about. You know, I will say this. 70% of Catholics in the United States don't believe in the real presence of the Eucharist. 70% of Catholics, 70%, guys, don't believe that Jesus is really and truly present in the Eucharist. They don't believe it. And I look at that and I ask myself, what's the point? What's the point of being Catholic if you don't believe in one of the most basic tenets of the Catholic Church, and that is that Jesus is really and truly present in the bread and the wine? It really becomes his body, his physical body. And we know this from these Eucharistic miracles, guys. These Eucharistic miracles tell us that it's really the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We know this. We absolutely know this. So I don't understand how people can't believe in the real presence. I just don't understand that. Because it's really Jesus. It's really, 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 really Jesus. And if you don't believe that, what's the point of being Catholic? If you don't believe that, what's the point of going to communion? Because in the communion line, when you get to the front, the words that are said, the body of Christ, that means this is the body of Christ. I am handing you or putting on your tongue the body of Christ. This is Jesus. And your response is amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is truly the body of Christ. And then when you go into the next line and you get to the front of the next line and they hand you the chalice contains the blood of Christ. And the extraordinary minister of Holy Communion or the deacon or the priest says, the blood of Christ. And your response is amen. Yes, it is truly the blood of Christ. So if you don't believe in the real presence, what's the point? Just my two cents. Now, guys, I know it's only Thursday, which I lovingly call Friday Eve, but I want to start getting you ready for Sunday Mass. You know, most churches have some sort of a confession service on Saturday evenings, or at least the priest will hear confessions on Saturday evenings. And I highly recommend that everybody go to confession. Take advantage of those opportunities to go to confession. Confess your sins. Do your penance. You know, you don't build up the strength to go to confession. You go to confession to build up the strength to not sin again. Amen and amen. So guys, I know we're way short, and I know there are many, many, many other things that we could talk about, but I'm really not prepared for anything else. You know, I will say one other thing. After you go to confession, I'm going to say two other things. After you go to confession, you've got to remember to forgive those who you think have wronged you. Whether or not they've actually wronged you is not the point. If you think they've wronged you, forgive them. Forgive them. Because Jesus taught us to pray the Our Father. And what are the words of the Our Father? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In order to be forgiven of your sins, you must absolutely forgive those who you think have sinned against you. Absolutely forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's important. And the other thing that I'm going to say about confession is that Jesus forgives us. So why can't we forgive ourselves? Why aren't we forgiving ourselves? You've got to absolutely forgive yourself for your sins. Jesus is forgiving you. You don't have to forget your sins. You don't have to forget your wrongs, but what you do have to do is forgive yourself. Guys, just because you've sinned doesn't make you a horrible person. God will forgive you. Why won't you forgive yourself? Forgive yourself as part of your penance. Stop thinking you're worthless. Stop thinking you're a nobody because you are a somebody. The fact that you've sinned doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that you've sinned. Can I get an amen? So anyway, guys, I'm going to call it short. I'm going to call it a day. We've only been here about 40 minutes now. But I want you to remember to visit our friends Tony and Paulette Rock at therockcompanyshop.com. And I also want you to visit our friends at catholicismrocks.com.
And I want you to visit our friends at Catholic.org and MorningOffering.com. And if you've got a favorite Catholic website out there, find me on Facebook. My name is Richard Pettis, P-E-T-T-Y-S, and email me your favorite Catholic website, and I'll take a look at it, and if I feel like it's in union with Rome, I'll share it with the rest of the world. I'll share it with everybody listening here today. So anyway, we're going to call it a day, guys. And I want you to have a blessed rest of your Friday Eve and a blessed Friday until I see you right back here at 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30 Pacific. So our friends out in California, you can listen live during your lunch break. So anyway, be blessed. Do something nice for somebody. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen.